The Power FM Brekkie Show.
How exciting is this for Ballarat? We are getting the world's first green brewery.
Yeah, and it's not just going to be a little operation in someone's backyard producing a handful of beers a week. This is going to be like a $480 million brews a day. Like, it's going to combat Cooper's Brewery in size.
It's going to be crazy epic. I don't know if you've heard of the beer before. I've tasted it at the Ballarat Beer Festival a few times. Brew beer.
Yeah, as in B-R-O-O. It's got a kangaroo on the logo. I don't think I've ever tried it, Jules.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it tasted like?
Blended in with a lot of the other ones at the time.
How do you remember a specific beer?
Unfortunately, can't. But the great thing about this brewery, it's going to be powered on renewable energy. So solar, wind and biogas.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Not only that, there's going to be a museum there chronicling the history of beer.
Yeah.
There'll be a visitor centre, an amphitheatre and a restaurant as well.
Yeah, and wetlands, which kind of confused me. Like, are they going to create wetlands for the brewery or is it going to go onto existing wetlands somewhere around Ballarat? It's going to create 100 jobs, though, which is a good thing.
Always good.
And I imagine, like, we are right in the throes of this boutique beer culture at the moment. I reckon there's, like, your brother's one of them, like, people who are brewing their own beer and would probably secretly love a job in a brewery. Here's a great opportunity coming up, guys.
That's very true. I do love the sound of that. And not only that, it's not just going to be, like, selling to Australia. One of their biggest markets already, China's on board with it.
Yeah, so this is a brewery which apparently started out in Sorrento.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And they've recently bought a sort of pub/brewery in Mildura. So they've sort of spread their wings that way. And then this big state-of-the-art facility, I guess it's going to be like their massive flagship centre.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, we're more and more getting to be known as such a culturally rich place for food and wine and beers.
Yeah.
Like, why not expand on that?
Yeah, and also creating something too that's different. Like, breweries are always a great thing to go and visit, but having one that has an element of difference, which is that their big thing is being carbon neutral, so they're going to be using biogas and wind power and all this stuff to try and reduce their carbon footprint as much as possible. Hopefully it'll see a lot of visitors coming from places like Melbourne, like places nearby, just to spend the day, have a meal,
without
have a drink.
Doubt.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
No, I really like the sound of it. It's looking like it's going ahead, expecting to open sometime mid-next year.
Oh, fantastic.
So we've got a bit of a wait, but it'll be worth it.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.